Hi there. The word for you today is, your faith is a catalyst. In Hebrews 4 verse 2, we read the message did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. Now, a catalyst facilitates change. In other words, it makes things happen. For example, Alka-Seltzer without water has no effervescence. Flour without yeast produces no bread. Seeds without sunshine means no flowers. Blue without yellow means no green. An egg without sperm means no baby. A spark without air produces no flame. Okay? So, faith makes God's word work in your life. It's the catalyst, and without it, nothing happens. Talking about the Israelites, listen to what Paul said when the good news of deliverance came to them. The message did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. One author says, and I quote, "Without specific catalysts, certain results can never be achieved. To make spiritual progress, it's not enough to read the Bible or listen to sermons. The activating ingredient to understanding is faith. After we hear God's message, we must act on it. Maybe you're experiencing bitterness or anger because of a failed relationship, and God has told you to put those emotions behind you, but you lack the will to do it. Let me encourage you. Trust God's word. Act in faith and do what he says. His promises will bloom in your life once you activate your faith. Faith is not intellectual assent or even paying lip service to what you read in the Bible. It's acting on it, confident that God will do what he promised. There's a difference between faith and trust. I may believe that a chair will hold me, but only when I sit down and put my full weight on it can I say that I'm trusting in that chair. That's the kind of faith we're talking about, putting your full weight on God's word, meeting its conditions, believing he will come through for you, and standing firm.